KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on the Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of the Wall Street Journal. The disgraced New York politician Anthony Weiner has been memorialized in an extraordinary documentary called Yes, Weiner. The film was made by Josh Kriegman and Elise Steinberg, and it's all about the surreal spectacle of contemporary retail politics and the sizzle of media madness, as well as the mysteries of psychodrama, meaning Weiner's fascinating mixture of ambition, passion, intelligence, serial contrition, and bizarre self-delusion. The ambition and passion are on vivid display in a prologue of news clips that show him flying high in the U.S. House of Representatives, where he won 7 terms starting in 1999, then plummeting from grace in 2011 after revelations that he'd sent sexually explicit messages and photos of himself to women via his personal Twitter account. There's a generous sampling of media response, which was unsparing and often hilarious. Then the film documents Weiner's 2013 run in the New York City Democratic mayoral primary, 2 years after his resignation from Congress. The filmmakers have intimate, almost unlimited access to their subject, not just during public appearances, but at home with his wife, Huma Abedin, and their young son. Huma, of course, is an associate of Hillary Clinton and a prominent political presence in her own right. If another bombshell hadn't exploded, Weiner might have emerged as the unquenchable politician he'd long been, except more so since he was asking for another chance in the face of widespread hostility. One of his critics, Donald Trump, shouts, "We don't want perverts elected in New York City. No perverts." 2 months into a successful campaign, though, comes news that Weiner had sexted after leaving Congress and that his sexting activities continued until shortly before he declared his current candidacy. That's the point at which a political documentary about a quixotic politician turns into a saga of uncommon complexity about a flawed hero carrying on against clearly insuperable odds while he keeps trying to explain himself to outraged voters, to his dismayed staff, to his stunned wife, who remains his wife to this day, and with the camera running while he reflects on what he's done to himself. Weiner, which Josh Kriegman also shot, is a piece of bravura filmmaking with the cockeyed energy of Dog Day Afternoon. The film makes no judgments, that's one of its strengths, and at certain moments its subject comes off as a genuine hero with crazy but almost palpable courage. Toward the end, though, he's caught completely off guard by the simplest of questions from an unexpected source. "Why have you let me film this?" Kriegman asks from behind the camera that has followed the candidate through the giddy highs and ghastly lows of his doomed campaign. For a useful answer, Weiner would have to deal with who he really is, to confront the yearnings and contradictions of his deepest self. Instead, he shrugs slightly and moves on. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.
KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on the Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.